课堂听 class.com。
模拟真题三，
Test for English majors, Grade 4, Part 1, Dictation. Listen to the following passage. Altogether, the passage will be read to you 4 times. During the first reading, which will be read at normal speed, listen and try to understand the meaning.For the second and third readings, the passage will be read sentence by sentence or phrase by phrase, with intervals of 15 seconds. The last reading will be read at normal speed again, and during this time, you should check your work. You will then be given 2 minutes to check through your work once more. Please write the whole passage on answer sheet 1. Now listen to the passage.
Disappearing Forests.The world's forests are disappearing. As much as one-third of the total tree cover has been lost since agriculture began some 10,000 years ago. The remaining forests are home to half of the world's species, thus becoming the chief resource for their survival. Tropical rainforests once covered 12% of the land of the planet, as well as supporting at least half of the world's species of plants and animals. These rainforests are home to millions of people.But there are other demands on them. For example, much has been cut for timber. An increasing amount of forest land has been used for industrial purposes or for agricultural development, such as crop growing. By the 1990s, less than half the Earth's original rainforest remained, and they continued to disappear at an alarming rate every year. As a result, the world's forests are now facing gradual extinction.
The second and third readings...You should begin writing now.
The world's forests are disappearing. The world's forests are disappearing.As much as one-third of the total tree cover has been lost. As much as one-third of the total tree cover has been lost.Since agriculture began some 10,000 years ago. Since agriculture began some 10,000 years ago.The remaining forests are home to half of the world's species. The remaining forests are home to half of the world's species.Thus becoming the chief resource for their survival. thus becoming the chief resource for their survival. Tropical rainforests once covered 12% of the land of the planet. Tropical rainforests once covered 12% of the land of the planet. As well as supporting at least half of the world's species of plants and animals. As well as supporting at least half of the world's species of plants and animals. These rainforests are home to millions of people. These rainforests are home to millions of people. But there are other demands on them. But there are other demands on them. For example, much has been cut for timber. For example, much has been cut for timber. An increasing amount of forest land has been used for industrial purposes. An increasing amount of forest land has been used for industrial purposes. Or for agricultural development, such as crop growing. Or for agricultural development, such as crop growing. By the 1990s, less than half the Earth's original rainforest remained. By the 1990s, less than half the Earth's original rainforest remained. And they continue to disappear at an alarming rate every year. And they continue to disappear at an alarming rate every year. As a result, the world's forests are now facing gradual extinction. As a result, the world's forests are now facing gradual extinction.
The last reading.
Disappearing forests. The world's forests are disappearing. As much as one-third of the total tree cover has been lost since agriculture began some 10,000 years ago. The remaining forests are home to half of the world's species, thus becoming the chief resource for their survival. Tropical rainforests once covered 12% of the land of the planet, as well as supporting at least half of the world's species of plants and animals. These rainforests are home to millions of people, but there are other demands on them. For example, much has been cut for timber. An increasing amount of forest land has been used for industrial purposes or for agricultural development, such as crop growing. By the 1990s, less than half the Earth's original rainforest remained, and they continue to disappear at an alarming rate every year. As a result, the world's forests are now facing gradual extinction.
Now you have 2 minutes to check your words. This is the end of the dictation. Part 2. Listening Comprehension, 15 minutes. In sections A, B, and C, you will hear everything once only. Listen carefully, and then answer the questions that follow. Mark the correct answer to each question on your answer sheet. Section A, Conversations. In this section, you will hear several conversations. Listen to the conversations carefully and then answer the questions that follow. Questions 1 to 3 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Conversation 1. Have you heard the local news from university radio this morning?
Just a little. Any important events?
Yes. I heard the Mountain Lake Cycle Tour is about to begin. And in the studio, they had the president of the bicycle club interviewed, the tour sponsor, Marilyn.
Did he say what the tour's all about?
Well, he said the Mountain Lake Cycle Tour is a 2-day bicycle tour from Ottawa to Kingston and back. It is not a race, but more like an endurance test for recreational cyclists. People do it for fitness and fun, and try to better their time every year.
How long will it take to cycle one way?
About 7 to 9 hours for the average cyclists. Racers can do it in 4 hours, but the tour is not intended to be a race.
How many people will be taking part this year?
This is our biggest year's event. We have 1,200 cyclists registered.
I bet they'll block the road when the cyclists start out.
Don't worry. The first group will leave Ottawa at 7 o'clock, and other groups will follow every 20 minutes.
Well, maybe we should go and look at it.
Questions 4 to 7 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Conversation 2. I heard it's going to be really cold this winter.
Well, you didn't expect it to be warm, did you?
Of course not, but I just heard the National Weather Service's prediction for the next 90 days that it's supposed to be much colder weather than usual.
Yeah, maybe. Personally, I think those long-range forecasts are useless.
Not as useless as you think.
Oh, come on. When you're talking about what's going to happen 3 months later, you might as well just pick a forecast out of your hat.
Well, you are halfway right. They aren't very good for precipitation, but they are a lot better for temperatures, especially for this time of the year.
But what did you say about this time of the year? Do some seasons really give them more problems in making forecasts?
Autumn is the worst. Apparently, weather patterns change so much then. Just think how variable our weather has been the last 3 months.
Come to think of it, that's true. It probably would have been hard to predict all those changes back in the summer. You know, you're beginning to convince me there is more to forecasting than I thought. How come you know so much about it?
I get my information from an expert. My sister's a meteorologist. Questions 8 to 10 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Conversation 3.
Is this table in the corner okay?
Sure, we can sit here.
You've hardly got anything on your plate.
Yeah, I guess I'm just not that hungry.
What's the matter? Are you feeling well?
Well, I've been really worried. It's my car. It's in the shop again.
Really? What's wrong this time?
I don't know exactly. Something's wrong with the brakes, I think.
Well, at least that shouldn't cost too much to fix. Parts are cheaper for old American cars like yours. Did the mechanic say how much it would cost?
He said he'd call me with an estimate later on today.
Watch out he doesn't try to take advantage of you.
What do you mean?
Well, some car mechanics, if they think that someone doesn't know much about cars, they might try to overcharge that person.
Maybe so, but I trust this guy. He was recommended by one of my neighbors. He's done some work for me in the past, and his prices seem to be reasonable.
Oh, that's good to know. Maybe I'll try using him in the future. By the way, did you need a ride home after class today?
Oh, I'll sure appreciate it. It's really tough getting around without a car when you live off campus. Section B, Passages. In this section, you will hear several passages. Listen to the passages carefully and then answer the questions that follow. Questions 11 to 13 are based on the following passage. At the end of the passage, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the passage.
Passage 1. The American sports goods group, Reebok, is to be bought by its German rival Adidas for $3.8 billion. The deal, which must still be approved by shareholders, will help Adidas compete more effectively against the market leader Nike. Adidas and Reebok are two of the world's best-known consumer brands, but they're in the shadow of Nike, the giant of the sportswear industry. This deal is intended to help them compete with Nike. Adidas chairman Herbert Hainer described the planned deal as a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to combine two of the most respected and well-known companies in the sector. But Reebok will continue to have a separate identity, retaining its name and its headquarters in the U.S. state of Massachusetts. The enlarged company will have a fifth of all important U.S. market for sports shoes and clothes. The plan is to focus the two brands on different segments of the market. The German arm, Adidas, will continue its emphasis on goods for competitive sports, while Reebok will be more of a youth and consumer lifestyle brand. Adidas pays a large number of very famous people, including the footballer David Beckham and the rap musician Missy Elliott, to publicize its products. Reebok has a different approach to marketing, which makes less use of big-name sponsorship.
Questions 14 to 16 are based on the following passage. At the end of the passage, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the passage. Passage 2. The year 2000 will bring tremendous changes in communication. Cell phones will be small enough to carry in your pocket. Video phones will show the addressee on the phone. Tiny hand-sized computers will know your favorite subjects. The internet and email will be everywhere. In the near future, small wireless boxes will pick up information from satellites. In 5 years, computers won't need to be connected through wires. All of this will benefit rural areas and countries that don't have cable or telephone at present. In 20 years, you may only need to think about something, and the computer will do it. If people use email and the internet more, it could make people better readers and writers. Some people think the most important part of communication is to make people understand each other better. Will technology make that easier? Someday everything may be connected to the internet. Your refrigerator will add milk to your internet grocery list when the date on the carton has passed. Light bulbs will be ordered before they burn out. It's fun to try to imagine the future. Usually the predictions are wrong. The one thing we know for sure is that we can't imagine how technology will change. Questions 17 to 20 are based on the following passage. At the end of the passage, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the passage.
Passage 3. President Bush has met President Putin for talks in Bratislava. The economic relationship between the two powers has changed since the 1990s, with Russia no longer seeking financial aid from the United States. Russia's economic situation has changed greatly since a financial crisis in 1998. Before then, there had been very rapid price rises, or hyperinflation. According to official figures, the economy shrank by more than 40% from the size it was before the end of communism. The government's finances were out of control, with large deficits. In 1998, the situation came to a head with a devaluation of the currency and a default on some government debts. Now the economy is growing fairly strongly. The devaluation certainly helped, making Russian businesses more competitive. But the fourfold rise in oil prices since 1998 was especially important. The oil and gas industry, Russia's most important, has seen revenues boom. It has paid more tax, fixing the problem with the government's finances. But some economists worry that Russia's improvement is too dependent on oil prices. They point out that much Russian finance is leaving the country instead of being invested at home. They say that action taken by the government, in particular the legal action taken against the oil company Yukos, has created an atmosphere that discourages businesses from investing in Russia. Nevertheless, there's no question that Mr. Putin meets Mr. Bush on a stronger economic platform than his predecessor.
Section C, News Broadcast. Questions 21 and 22 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news. News Item 1. Britain has announced that it has decided to cancel about £200 million worth of the debts owed to it by poorer Commonwealth countries. The International Development Secretary says the relief is being offered to countries committed to eliminating poverty and pursuing good government. This would include taking action against corruption. At the same time, common market finance ministers are meeting in Mauritius. Britain is expected to put forward a fresh initiative on redressing debts of the poorest countries. The Chancellor of the Czech Republic has indicated the plan to revise the scheme put forward last year by the International Monetary Fund, which has not yet provided any relief. Questions 23 and 24 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news.
News Item 2. An underground train derailed at the station in central Paris yesterday, injuring people and just missing another underground train standing on the opposite track. French emergency services say the trains were travelling at 35 kilometres per hour when it derailed at the entrance of the station. No one was killed and no one was trapped in the train during the accident. Ambulances rushed to the scene, and doctors began treating casualties in the station and at a nearby cafe. Some people have broken limbs, and others have suffered bruising. None was in a critical condition. As yet, it is not known why the train came off the tracks.
Questions 25 and 26 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news. News Item 3. In Argentina, civil servants held a 24-hour strike yesterday to protest pay cuts of 12 to 15% for anyone earning more than $1,000 a month. Public service unions and local Teamsters plan to hold the protest rally in front of the government house. The work stoppage comes at the last Friday's general strike when many of Argentina's 12 million workers stayed home after the nation's powerful General Worker Confederation, the nation's largest union group, called a one-day strike to protest spending cuts and free market reforms. Questions 27 and 28 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news.
News item 4. Germany was due to strike a deal yesterday to close down its 19 nuclear power plants, making it the first major industrial nation to commit to withdrawing from nuclear energy. Talks between Chancellor Gerhard Schröder's government and chiefs of German energy industry were to begin at 8:30 p.m. Closure of Germany's 19 reactors, which provided around a third of the country's electricity needs, was a key pledge of the Greens, the junior party in Schröder's coalition government.
Questions 29 and 30 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news. News item 5. The U.S. has designated 30 international groups as terrorist organizations, barring them from receiving money, weapons, or other support from U.S. citizens. The new terrorist list includes a Palestinian group, Hamas, the pro-Iranian Hezbollah, Cambodian's Khmer Rouge, the Basque separatist group ETA, Sri Lanka's Tamil Tigers, and Peru-based Shining Path and Tupac Amaru Revolutionary Movement. The list does not include the Irish Republican Army or the Palestinian Liberation Organization. U.S. Secretary of State Madeleine Albright says the affected groups will have their U.S. visas revoked and U.S. financial assets frozen.